Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Kyle McAreevy of the News Tribune. And before Kyle and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Kyle's conversation with Capital City head coach Joe Collier.
Congratulations, getting the 5-2. I guess what would you say was the key to getting that win last week against Savannah?
Just work. Just really work. Just not worrying about scores or anything or who did what. Just worry about ourselves. That's what it took in the second half. Just to really understand that, you know, we got a game in front of us and we need to play it.
Finishes up your conference play for the year. So looking back at all six of the games, just how do you think the conference season went for you guys this year?
It went better than last year. So just improving each day and trying to get better each day is what our aim is. And so as far as conference play, you know, we could have finished some games better, but all in all, we got to be happy with what we finished with the challenges we were presented with, and improvement for last year. So we got to be proud of that.
You got a long road trip this week to get out to Truman. So, what do you think will be the key to keeping it rolling this week?
Just alignment, assignment, technique, knowing our keys and reading them and going, trusting what we're reading, and that's in any game. And then, first thing first, when we put our hands in the turf, be more aggressive than the other team.
All right, that was Capital City head coach Joe Collier. And Kyle, I think when I looked at last week, you know, I wasn't surprised that Capital City came away with a 42-29 win. I think I was a little bit maybe surprised by the 29, but what were your kind of impressions about how that game played out last Friday?
It was pretty much what I expected. Sedalia's offense really isn't that bad.
Okay.
Specifically their quarterback, Lane Simmons, he's pretty shifty. He's pretty strong,
okay.
I think, which was kind of a surprise just looking at him. He's not a big kid, but there were a couple of plays, especially one of his touchdowns, where he was driving through guys.
Okay.
And I think that kind of maybe surprised Capital City a little bit, just how often they were going to QB draws or QB sneaks.
Okay.
And he was able to chunk out some big plays that really kept Sedalia's offense in it a bit more.
Yeah.
But it never felt close.
Okay.
Right? Capital City was in front early and pretty much the whole way.
Yeah. So that wraps up the CMAC portion of the schedule for the Cavaliers. Right now they're 5-2 overall. End up 4-2 in the CMAC, and again, as we like to do a lot of these times, is okay if we go back to the beginning of the season and I tell you at that point they were going to go 4-2 in the CMAC. I think we would have both probably been a little surprised by that, and I think probably the bulk of our listeners would have been surprised by that. So, hats off to the Cavaliers for a much much improved third season in the CMAC versus the previous two.
Yeah, absolutely, and our listeners will have heard that in my conversation with Coach Collier, but. You know, I asked him how he was feeling about just how the CMAC season went for them this year, and he was pretty happy with it. I think that Rockbridge loss, where you're coming down late and you have the chance to win, you just need to finish it out, is probably still sticking with him a lot.
Right.
Because the chance to have gone 5-1 in the CMAC, have a reasonable shot to win it.
Right.
That's probably sticking out a little bit, but I think if you go back to the beginning of the season. 4-2 in conference is probably a lot better than most people were expecting for this team.
So we kind of get into a weird schedule now, starting tonight. We've got a 7 o'clock game at Truman. We kind of end the season with, two kind of, you don't want to say non-traditional because there's really no traditions when you're still just in year three of your varsity program. But, we're to the point now where, you're ending the season, at Truman and against Kirksville. So, kind of two things you wouldn't maybe think that those might be opponents when you're building out a schedule, but that's who they have. First up is Truman. It's a Truman program that, frankly, let's just call it what it is. It's been struggling for a good long while now. So, as much as things were rough kind of the first 2 years of the Capital Cities program, it's not like Truman was having a much better go with the last couple years either.
Well, and you know, I think the big sign of that is I'm pretty sure Truman was Capital City's lone win in year one of the program.
Right.
When I think it was Truman came to Jefferson City and it might have been 13-7,
okay.
something like that. Not a, you know, not a very high scoring
right.
back and forth game.
But, right.
Yeah, that kind of tells you where Truman's been at. I'm pretty sure they have one win in the past 3 years, you know, it's just not a lot of success out there. The thing you worry about for Capital City this week is that's a long drive.
It is. I think that's, frankly, that's probably going to be the biggest thing you worry about is just the fact that it is going to be a long drive and how, you know, for a team that's kind of, you know, you've had road trips before, but a lot of your quote-unquote road trips have been like, you know, the longest might have been like a Sedalia for like an hour
right.
trip. You know, a lot of the other ones have been half an hour, you know, kind of closer to home. So you do worry about the fact that maybe it, of all the things that they've kind of overcome or taken the next step in, and especially this third year of the varsity program, you're still getting used to things like that because you haven't had a ton of those to draw upon. Now, I guess if you're going to do that, the kind of team you want to play is a Truman that frankly is struggling. I mean, it's worth saying they're 1-6. They lost their last four after getting their lone win of the season against Kansas City Southeast. And I think the biggest thing that maybe gives you solace in the fact that, yes, you have to worry about the long road trip, but you're also coming out against a team that's lost its last four games by scores of 48-6, 55-0, 44-0, and 68-13. So it's not like they've even been in close games lately. So obviously this is kind of maybe if you're going to go, okay, let's get used to maybe going on the road and having long road trips, this is an ideal team to do that against, I guess.
Absolutely, and I don't think Capital City's really worried about the road trip.
I
asked Coach Collier if there was anything that was going to change about the routine or anything like that. And he's, we'll leave earlier.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
kind of it.
They're, yeah.
Everything else is going to look pretty much the same. I think they'll be completely fine. It's a good team to test out this type of experience against.
Right. So if there is one or two things about Truman that Capital City has to be concerned about, what might those things be?
It's another team that runs a lot with its quarterback.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe similar to the Lane Simmons experience from last week.
Right.
Where,
okay.
From what I can tell, or from what Coach Collier has told me, Truman's quarterback's a bit more of a power runner.
Okay.
Simmons was a little less shifty, a little more running into contact specifically.
Okay.
So, maybe that gives you a little bit of trouble defensively. Offensively, you know, you never know with the Veer. Sometimes teams just load up 9-man boxes and do an all right job of slowing Capital City down a little bit.
Maybe sure.
Truman is able to do that. I don't know if there's really too much to worry about this week.
Yeah. So that leads us to an interesting question because we're to the point in the season where, you know, everybody's kind of figured out, I think, for the most part, who they are at this point. Everybody's opponents have plenty of film on them and they kind of feel like, okay, you know, as the season starts out, you kind of see them do a couple things. You don't know, okay, is that who they're going to be at the end of the season? What are they going to do? But let's game plan for this. I think everybody kind of has their own identities right now. With that being said, so how well equipped are the Cavaliers at this point to kind of maybe keep doing what they've been doing or doing well? Or is there still at this point a need to tweak in these final two games and maybe figure out something else that they can do so that they're maybe not as predictable as what everybody's seen on tape so far?
I think the tweaking kind of started against Helias when they broke out the pass game significantly more.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, the run game kind of looks like it has for most of the season since probably week 3 or 4 is when it seemed pretty fully developed in the second and third options getting used in the run game. The passing game getting involved a lot more. I expected to see a little bit more of that against Sedalia. Another chance to try out a few different things. And, you know, I think they had 125 passing yards, which I didn't look, but is probably the most they've had this year. Second most. It came on 2 passes. So, you know, it was just 2 deep balls that hit. I expect maybe we'll see a little bit more of that, just trying to get used to it in game. But, you know, if you're chunking off 5 or 6 yards a carry, just keep doing that.
Right. Like,
there's no reason to stop.
Yeah. And so it wasn't maybe necessarily in terms of big life-altering changes that they made last week, but I think you did mention to me off-air that there were some wrinkles that got introduced during the Smith-Cotton game, and how much that, you know, maybe continues this week with these final two games that aren't really for conference play or anything super duper important other than for getting you prepped for the postseason.
So the wrinkles that they worked in against Smith Cotton were mostly in special teams, so different kickoff specialist. They only kicked one extra point. Usually Capital City kicks extra points pretty much every time unless, you know, they're down a lot or something. You know, the math works out to where you need to.
Sure.
You know, they just were trying out some different two-point conversion plays, seeing what they had and that type of stuff.
Okay.
Joe Schaefer's the usual kicker. He was fine in playing defense, so it wasn't an injury thing. It was just kind of, you know, let's, like you're saying, try a couple different things out. Maybe a couple extra of rotational guys get in to see how the depth works in actual game action, but I don't see any, you know, monumental changes being performed at this point.
Gotcha. So at this point, too, the one of the big questions always is, you know, we've got seven games under our belt. We've got two more in the regular season. Then it starts to be the win or go home time. You want to be, obviously, as healthy as possible as you can at this point. Football season's obviously a long season. It's a dangerous season. It's a collision season. How's the health of the Cavaliers at this point heading, you know, to the end stretch of the regular season?
It's looking pretty lucky right now.
Okay.
It seems like everyone's healthy.
Good deal. You know,
kind of on the same thing I talked about last week is, you know, the couple of guys who are returning from longer injuries, they're not working in fully the whole time. You're just focusing on getting them ready mostly for districts, but
sure,
ready and available to play if they need to play the whole game, if something were to come up,
okay,
you know, knock on wood. But right now, everybody's healthy, seems ready to go.
Good deal. All right, I think I know which way you're leaning, but I'll go ahead and ask you a prediction for this one. How do you see this one playing out tonight?
I'll say Capital City 35-14.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McAravey on Twitter at Kyle_McAravey, McAravey. Thanks for listening.